Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Ring with Omanasa. This is a show where I encourage you and I remind you that you are a fighter in the ring of life, and I know that you will win. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to The Ring. Omanasa here. I am just so excited because I just got back from California. I went for the Lady in Blue event, which was hosted by GSFE, which is the Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs. And my guest today just happens to also be a member of this amazing organization. And I've told you guys, you would have to be a member of GSFE or a member of Pearls and Paws International or a member of Women of Achievement to be a guest on my radio show. However, on the TV show, you don't have to be a member of anything that affiliates with these organizations. Anyway, I am just so excited about our guest today. She happens to be my spiritual mother. She happens to be a woman who I truly respect. And today our topic would be time to begin again. I'm going to bring her on the 45 to 1 hour segment on another day. But today we're just going to do the 15-minute segment. And her name is Dr. Nefertina Sereno. She is a national speaker. She is ambitious and she is a committed trailblazer. She actually just featured in a book that I believe has the name Trailblazer. And when she comes on here, she will probably talk about that. She is making a difference in the lives of couples and women around the world. She's the co-founder of Covenant Marriages Incorporated, Covenant Rescue 911, a 24-hour hotline for couples and families in crises, and Covenant Marriages Institute, co-author of the book, The Marriage Corporation, and publisher of Marriage CEO Magazine for the entrepreneur couple who leads. She's married to the love of her life and best friend, Dr. Richard Sereno, for over 30 years with one daughter, Brandy Dora Sereno. She is a certified counselor and member of NBCA. She's a certified life coach, an inspirational empowerment speaker, an author, a mentor, and a mogul. Dr. Sereno, along with her husband, have an outside the four walls ministry, helping couples in transitional phases within their marriage, while also providing a learning platform for singles preparing to embark on their own marital journey. This dreamer certainly is a walking in progress, living her dreams and changing the game. So I am just extremely excited to introduce you to, once again, to my spiritual mother. She has a short but powerful word for you today. Without further ado, let us welcome Dr. Nefertina Sereno. Hey, Ma. How are you?
Hello, hello, beautiful queen. How are you?
I am fine. I'm doing well. Exhausted, but fine.
Yes, yes. But it's a good exhaustion.
Yes, yes, it is a good exhaustion.
I'm excited for this. Good.
Thank you. So I have already told everybody how amazing you are, and our word for today is extremely short. We have 11 minutes, and I just really wanted you to motivate everybody on how to start again.
Yes. You know, thank you so much, beautiful queen, Lady Omanasa, for having me today. You know, I just wanted to share our word with the people today. So if you're out there listening, I pray that this word will meet you right where you are. And it simply is, it's time to begin again. And I'm just going to share some wonderful things that God has shared with me in my journey of over 5 decades. And I'm super excited that, you know, that he's given me this word. So when we talk about beginning again, we talk about the getting clear. One of the things we must do in beginning again is we have to get clear. So just understand that life is a journey. And as we travel along this journey, we must make sure that we're redefining ourselves as we go along. I love the way Lady Michelle Obama says it. She says, becoming. That's all it is when you're redefining yourself. You're becoming. So you realize that you don't get to a place where you're stagnant. but you can still grow. So first of all, you want to get clear on who you are. Take a good look at the man or the woman in the mirror and just get clear on you, right? And so the other thing we want to do is we want to visualize. Why we want to visualize? Because what do you see when you're looking at that person in the mirror? Because until you understand who you are, you know, I heard one of your previous guests speak, and I believe it was Beautiful Grace. And I believe understanding self-love is also knowing who you are. Because you can't begin to share that with the world, that thing called love, until you understand and love yourself. So when you visualize, you get to begin to see what you didn't see in the beginning. And so, you know, you got to do a thing, what I call go beyond or look beyond, right? You have to look beyond the physicality of the person, and you have to look deeper. And so I think we need to do that with ourselves. We need to visualize, right? If you don't see success, you won't have success. I'll say that again. If you don't see success, you won't have success. You have to see it so you can be it. The third thing I'm going to tell you to do, yes?
Oh, no.
Did I hear you, Lady O?
No. So, I'm agreeing with everything you're saying.
Awesome. You know, the other point I want to make is writing the vision. The word says write the vision and make it plain, right? Begin to write down what success looks for you. So if understanding that sometimes we may be in a place where you start is not where you finish. And so if you understand that, you'll realize you need to write the vision. What is written is real. And I actually got that from a wonderful woman that I heard it from one time, and I'm thinking, wow, when, you know, God says write the vision and make it plain, well, listen, what's written is real. When you write that thing, then you can become that thing because you have to see it before you become it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
That helps you to do number one, what we talk about, getting clear. Then it helps you to visualize. And then when you write the vision, then you can become it. Listen to this. Someone said the human mind treats a new idea the same way the body treats a strange protein. What does it do? It rejects it. Peter Medawar.
Uh-huh.
The body rejects it because it's like, whoa, wait a second. Where are you? Who are you? Where are you coming from? It doesn't understand what that source is. So we have to understand it. Sometimes, yes. New ideas treats the body the same way a strange protein does. That's how our mind is. We reject it. We don't want change. Change hurts. Change is difficult. Change is scary. Change of anything when we don't know for certain what that thing is, we will allow fear to grip us, and we will live right there. Number four. Choose to let go. What are you saying? Let it go. Be willing to let go of all the stuff that many prevent or that may try to come and prevent you from moving forward. Let it go. Stop holding on to that bitterness. Stop holding on to that pain. We sometimes injure ourselves because of the pain that we're holding on to, because of the hurt, because of the disappointment, because of the resentment. And all of that stuff festers together, and it causes bitterness. And bitterness can cause an early death. Choose to let it go. Because guess what? It won't let you go. No. It's going to hold on. You must choose to let it go. And number five, make a strategy. It's a game plan that sets specific goals and objectives. Make a strategy. Don't just sit there waiting for something to happen. Know that you must get off your butt and move forward to make it happen. It's not going to just come to you by osmosis. You must move into that place and space that you want to become.
Oh. Oh.
Number six, and I'm getting down to the wire, take action. Take action. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. You want to build on your vision. Build on the vision. You have the vision, now build upon it. You've done what? You've gotten clear by standing in the mirror and getting clear on who you are, asking the real tough questions. Who am I? Who am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? Where is it that I want to go? And then guess what? Begin to answer those questions for you. Don't allow others to define who you are. You define who you are because you were born in this world with purpose, and you were born to make impact. Number seven is my final point that I want to bring home to you, and that is begin again. Yes. Begin again. The word in Isaiah 43 and 18 through 19, it says, God tells us, even the Old Testament, that he's doing a new thing in the Old Testament. A new thing is a good thing. He's making a way for us in wilderness. He's giving us streams of living water in times we are in wastelands. He said, I'm doing a new thing. So behold, I love the King James Version. You can never get more theatrical than that. I will do a new thing now, says the Lord.
Now.
It shall spring forth. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. How profound is that? So what does it mean to begin again? It means to renew. It means to restore. It means to resume. And interestingly enough, it means to return to. That thing hit me right there. Return to. Well, what are we returning to? That which he first created you to be. Returning to that. Understand that you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew you before you were born. Return to that. Return to that so that you can understand that what people say you are, who you think you may be, even so, God says, return to. Yeah, return to me. Return to your first love. Return to the understanding that you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. Return. I just thought that was so amazing. So I say to you, if you got a pen or maybe you're recording this, here's your seven steps to redefining your journey as you begin again. Number one, we're going to get clear if you're just joining us. Number two, we're going to visualize. Got to see it before you can be it. Number three, you're going to write the vision and make it plain. Number four, you're going to choose to let it go. Number five, make a strategy. Make a strategy. Number six, take action. Now it's time to do something. Build your vision. And number seven, begin again. Return to.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. We are running out of time, but social media, her social media is marriageceos360.com, Dr. Nefertina Sereno. We are definitely going to have her for our 45 to 1 hour segment. Thank you so much, Ma, for being here today. God bless you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome, Precious. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you so much. You have a great night.